In England, during the winter, I'll get the lens cover. I was a lens cover for a year or more, and then I took French leave. When you come back to that, you rip right off you. You get so many days CB. CB is not bad, is it? You can't go down, you've got to stay right in the barracks sort of thing.
You mentioned that you took French leave three times.
Oh, must have been all of that anyways, three times or more. I took 10 days French leave when I got married.
I see. What was that very prevalent? Very common? Was that very common?
Yes, it was common. If you knew the size of good, you would call the roll. You see, he calls the roll every once a month, and you get a report. You get the day too, otherwise, and the officer wants to know. And I knew the sergeant, oh well. We must have good chance. And when my name was, if it just might be present or absent, that's all they got to do is just mark it. So then I never worried about until I got back again.
While you were away from your unit on French leave, what sort of, did you have to worry about getting caught by the MPs?
Yes, you do. Even the civilian police can arrest you too. They'll ask you if you have the pass or not, and you've got to show the pass.
Where would you, on these times, where did you stay, in France, or did you take it to England?
It's almost impossible to take a French leave in France because there's no transportation. You got to show your pass before you even ride on a train in France.
But in England, it was a little looser, eh?
There was quite a little looser. Of course, every kind of dirty policeman over there, and they come right to your house and ask you a nice look at your pass.
So you must have civilian clothing for these?
No, I stayed in my ordinary khaki all the time.
You never, for the entire period of the war, you never wore civilian clothing?
Never dressed up as a civilian.
What was the uniform like?
The uniform was always kind of sloppy looking, but I know I used to cut the pants off all the time, every pair I got, I'd cut them right off. Then when I got to England, I just cut around it. I got a nice pair of pants for all the cavalry used to use. Nice and smooth down there, you know?
Why did you cut the pants off?
Comfortable when you was in the line. That's the only time I did it, is when I was in France.
So you wore short pants?
I wore short pants.
Did you wear the patches?
The lace is one reason. You couldn't bite your nose if you got short pants on. Oh, just around the groin.
Did a lot of people do that?
Oh, not all of them did it towards the finish. Until then, orders came out. No more cutting pants. I suppose it was getting too many doing it, you see.
When you wore short pants, like, would you wear the putties or the leggings?
You
didn't? Not with the short pants?
Yeah, that's a part of your dress you're supposed to do. The only thing we didn't have to do is clean and polish your buttons when we were in France. Mm-hmm. The great thing for the German snipers, you know, is
shiny buttons.
Those buttons, they did shine up too, you know.
Yeah.
And they can get it in direct and beat on you with those nice shiny buttons.
What material was the uniform? Was it the tunic? What was it made out of?
Mostly wool.
Wool.
Like the whole uniform was the same, right?
Khaki wool.
Yeah, khaki wool.
So was there a summer dress?
We didn't have any summer dress. We had the same suit all the time.
Must have gotten pretty hot in the summer.
It did, but Oh, it depended a lot where you was, because a lot of them were there. And England especially had some of the jobs there, they would take it today right off and shut up.
My shirt was worn underneath the...
It's a very good shirt.
Was the man's uniform?
No, I didn't do that.
Was that the man's uniform that's... What was the difference in that and an officer's uniform?
Well, an officer, they had good material. A lot finer material than the troops had, but... And then the officer, they had a Batman.
Every officer had a Batman?
You see to be that way.
Even like a second off time?
Well, because I don't know, we never had a second off time over there.
You didn't?
No. So all straight left hand across. Okay, just a new time. That's the reason.
Okay. Well, who was your commanding officer? You were in your platoon. Is he a full lieutenant?
Oh, you get so many. Sometimes I've seen him. We have a different one in every second week.
No, I mean his rank would be a full lieutenant or a captain.
Of course, they got one to send us up, you know, got killed, and then they press another one. They keep on going that way, they come from England, you see, just like a soldier.
Yeah. What was the nature, what was the sort of relationship was there between officers and men? Did they keep themselves, for example?
That varied enough on that, on the officer. Now I'm there. I was also a good one of playing poker when I was in England, you see. Or even in France, too. There used to be a major in the battalion. Jim said, I'm right on the side of me when I played poker. In fact, he wanted to see how he's done anything more than anything else, because I had a great one for bluffing and winning money anyway. Then you get another one. If you didn't salute him when he's going by, he'd call you back and get your name. Then he's up for, you're up next morning and you're on. Come to get headquarters or get a sentence, whatever it may be, 30 days CB or 1 week in jail or anything like that because you didn't salute.
You could get that punishment for not saluting?
Oh, yes, it's better official that not to salute an officer. My heart has been so damn tired that I didn't go down and salute it enough. Oh, especially on Sunday if you're in a nice place like a seaside resort. That's all they do, 4 or 5 minute dance on a Sunday afternoon, saluting officers. And then you got to suit a certain way.
Right.
Yep, here it is. All the round in the world, like this, you know, but we just come up and suit that way, but the imperials are the longest way around. And you can suit imperials, and then no matter what nationality, Frenchman or anybody, you get to suit them.
So, in the officers had separate quarters in the trench, so the officer wouldn't live with the platoon.
No, they always had a dugout, a little bit of dugout.
What was better about it?
Well, it was a little more headroom. You could walk in it.
And they had a desk and whatnot.
Oh, they had more or less of a decent bed.
A dugout, that was dug into the
right
side of the trench.
Ground. Right on. You joined up the trenches, you know, the entrances from the trench.
And it was reinforced with sandbags and that sort of thing?
No, that was just a dugout, they're not.
They weren't, they?
No, the trenches is all more or less 100% based.
The physical being in the trenches was physically exhausting, wasn't it?
Well, being in the trenches, I would say I just used to make myself at home. But,
Oh, what I meant, you didn't get much chance to sleep.
Well, you sneak a little sleep, you know, maybe 8 to 10 times during the day. And at night time, there's always somebody on duty looking over the fence to see if anybody comes. So that more or less made your mind at ease, anyways.
But like you yourself would have to do a trick as sentry.
Pretty well, yes. You didn't mind me, Mr. Captain Saddam. Soon, being a bee, you know, you get called for 100 duties.
So duties were assigned in alphabetical order, extra duty was. Extra duty was?
Sometimes extra duty, sometimes, just like singing the damn tortoise, huh? You get a Lance Cobra was real good. Get a list of cleaners and tallers. Then you go to the company commander and I want 10 men. Oh, I can take 10 from the top. Mine being a bee is always on pretty well on top. So that's how I used to get the 10 many odd jobs.
But how long would you be on sentry duty? How many hours at a time?
When in the trenches, if I remember, we used to get about every hour.
Every hour?
Mm-hmm.
Every hour you'd be on for how long then?
Oh, just about 1 hour.
Oh, you'd be on for 1 hour and then?
And then you get relieved.
How long would your relief period be?
I got a good friend over there. When I was over there, he was on duty and he got shot right through the mouth. The head, you know, above the trench, you look and see. If you can see anything, anybody coming over. And somebody in a way put a bullet right through his mouth. Mm. He was only 16 years of age too. Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of tape. Is there any last little thing you'd like to mention? No. We're almost out of tape. Is there any last thing you'd like to mention?
Nothing. Now as I don't, I can't imagine much more anyways. But
I guess you wouldn't want to do it all again.
Well, I think I was sorry that I had 4 years of it. Of course, I'm too old now, so that's. I've got two boys and two sons and a stick and butter board.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for helping
us. You should tell me about that good child. I think you might get a lot of it.
Is he the man that was sitting next to us?
Good child.
Right.